Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Thanks for joining us this morning and welcome to the post-COP26 world, as I'm sure you are relieved to hear. It's all over by the shouting, as I remarked last time, and thanks to Glynis for wrapping up the takeaway impressions for us in her interview last week. But there will be a fair amount of shouting and groaning for a long time to come. Initial assessments are that COP26 delivered more or less what was expected once the hype and noise died down, and there have been some genuinely encouraging developments and realignments. The official name of the final deal is the Glasgow Climate Pact. Let's say two cheers for democracy. It could have been worse, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson maintains, although he added that it was tinged with disappointment. Story of our lives, really. Now, was it coincidence that at the height of the COP26 activity, an announcement was made by a gas prospecting company that 3D seismic surveying will be happening on the seafloor off the Wild Coast from early December? I don't think it was coincidence, rather a matter of strategic timing and the hope that the announcement would get obscured a bit by all the COP26 news. Well, that didn't happen, and the outrage from the environment activists has been reverberating. What is it? It's Shell Exploration and Production announcing that a 3D seismic survey will be undertaken in a designated prospecting area beginning about 20 kilometres offshore between Port St. John's and Morgan's Bay on the Wild Coast at depths from 700 to 3,000 metres. The total area is about 6,000 square kilometres. The survey will begin during the whale migration season, which is adding fuel to the protest fire, as you may imagine. Seismic surveys usually involve making loud impacts, in this case air gun explosions, up to 220 decibels on the seabed, and studying the sound wave reflections or echoes from the impacts returning through the deep rock strata to indicate the structure and geology of the Earth's crust. This is, of course, with a view to detecting much sought-after oil and gas deposits. It's about money, ultimately, using the methods developed by scientists to examine the rocks way down. The protesters say these blasts will impact and disrupt all marine life and could be particularly threatening to whales. The survey area is in the fastest flowing sector of the Agulhas Current, sweeping along the southeastern coast of South Africa, and any pollution caused by drilling or disturbing the seabed will be hard or impossible to control. This development and the official announcement has put politicians on the spot at a time when they'd like to be seen endorsing the Glasgow Climate Pact. Gwede Mantashe is caught between a rock or a lump of coal, and a hard place, as he dare not upset the labour unions in the coal mines. And the Environment Minister, Barbara Creasy, is running for cover and disclaiming direct responsibility under a raft of previous EIAs, regarded as deeply flawed by the activists. Creasy has said that her department is not involved. The Department of Mineral Resources and Energy approved the requests. The activists say they are prepared to go to court and demand that the survey permissions be taken on review. There are some highly emotional reactions quoted in the weekend edition of the Daily Dispatch newspaper amidst calls to boycott Shell products. There is a petition that can be signed, running at over 80,000 signatures to date. If you'd like to know more, I strongly recommend visiting the website www.oceansnotoil.org. One word, oceansnotoil.org. Be informed, make up your own mind. Welcome to the post-COP26 world. I'm John Richards, and this is Being Green on Fine Music Radio.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Ask not what your community can do for you. Ask what you can do for your community. At Remax Living Real Estate, our ethos is built on giving back. From sponsoring music broadcasts to FMR's Being Green, our focus is on making your world more harmonious and our planet more sustainable. So when it comes to choosing a real estate partner, don't go for anything less than people who are maximum givers. Galinda Moser from Remax Living Real Estate.